Bodie White is with us, state senator from the central area. And Bodie White, you've got a number of your constituents and people elsewhere who were affected immensely by the flood, and you want them to take advantage of every opportunity. What's going to happen in the next few days to assist people in that regard?
Well, Jim, good morning. First, good to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a while. You doing okay?
Doing well.
Good. They're trying to gear up to get more people signed up for the survey is what it is, Jim. And I've been working. IEM got the contract. They were awarded the contract to distribute those federal HUD block grants. And the first part of it is they have to identify people that were damaged and significantly damaged or moderately damaged and if they had flood insurance or not. And with that survey and signing people up, why I decided to really start trying to help and push it more to the public is the more people we sign up, the more we show the damage, the more likely we are to get more federal dollars besides this $1.6 million that we've received so far. And that's paramount because a lot of people, they kind of throw their hands up and they say, you know, I just took my money out of my 401k, some of that out and fixed my house, but it doesn't mean you're not going to qualify for reimbursement. Just because you fixed your own house, you absolutely have a chance to qualify. And it doesn't cost anything to apply. And it's not FEMA you're dealing with. It's a private company, okay? So those things I felt a lot better about. What I ask them to do is still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I tell you what, we're going to take a break, but we'll return with Senator Bodie White. Your area was hit as hard or harder than anybody else's in the Louisiana legislature, and is it your impression that your constituents are taking advantage of this?
Well, no, I don't think in big numbers yet, but they're just starting to get the message that they need to sign up for this. People that were out of a flood zone and had no insurance, or people that had insurance and didn't fully cover, they may well qualify. Part of the money, the one point they're going to distribute for homes, I think like $1.3 billion. And low to moderate, over 62 is one class that those are class one and two, that they're going to probably qualify, Jim, for about right at 50% of the money. Then the category three and fours, those are people over higher middle income people. They're going to qualify for almost 50% of the money, and that's what people don't understand when they heard low and moderate. There's not that much need for the low and moderate dollars to spend all of it. So folks that are higher income are going to qualify, and it may be for partial, or if you're just over it, you may qualify for almost 100% reimbursement or help. They're set up in Celtic's studios. You can sign up there. I have them, some of their folks with laptops. I have them coming out to the sports park in Central, where we have Central Area Youth League, because there's about 500 people a night out there, and they're coming out there with laptops, and you can come into a room in the concession stand, and they'll sign you up. It takes about 10 minutes. And doesn't matter if you have insurance. We need to show the loss. It's going to be monumental. And if you don't get any, you may help your neighbor get some money. You may help a family member get some money, because the more people that sign up, the more we can show our loss, the better it is for us. Step two, after you do the survey, you don't have to have any documentation. Then step two, they'll call you and they'll do an application, and that'll be information about your house, and they may come out. But, you know, at that point, there's going to be factors. And when you hear your income, it's not your adjusted gross. It's line 37. It's after you get your adjustments. It's not the whole gross income, is the adjusted gross. So those would be some of the things people need to think about. And, you know, 10, 15 minutes, it's worth it. I mean, if you get $20,000, if you lost $70,000, I mean, that's $20,000 you didn't have. You could put that back in your 401. And things like that that people need to look at. And they're going to have a display down at Celtic. They're putting it together right now. And next week it should be ready. This is not a shelter-in-place program, okay? This is full build-out. They're going to show you the kind of materials. They're going to show you how it's going to look. It's going to rebuild your house. And if you've rebuilt it already with the materials you did, that's where you still may qualify. You will if you meet the right criteria. Just about everybody's going to qualify for some dollars if they had a loss. and they've rebuilt their house. I think they're basically most everybody's going to qualify for some dollars.
Well, Senator White, we thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll talk about some legislative matters sometime soon, but thanks for your information today.
And thank you, Jim, for letting me come on and try to spread the word.
Well, it's always good to hear from Bodie White. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks.